AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. We'll know soon if a private lunar lander's reached the south pole of the moon. Intuitive Machines lander's been circling as it prepares for a late afternoon landing. Dr. Ali Bramson, planetary science expert at Purdue University, says the mission's expected to only last about 1 week.
Odysseus is going to land in the middle of lunar day, so it'll be sunny and warm when it lands on the surface. But then after about a week, it'll become lunar night, and so it will get cold, and the electronics aren't expected to survive.
If the landing is successful, it would be the first return to the moon for the U.S. since 1972. Technology's not working well today for thousands of AT&T customers whose cell phones aren't working. Experts think it's a cloud configuration problem that knocked out service for thousands around the country. A possible workaround is to get connected to Wi-Fi to make a call. A prosecutor warns Donald Trump he could face asset forfeitures if he doesn't pay up millions in his civil fraud case. Here's our Haya Penjwani.
Attorney General Letitia James told ABC News earlier this week that she'll seize the former president's assets if he can't cover the bill from his civil fraud ruling earlier this month. Trump owes $454 million. Trump denies any wrongdoing and is planning to appeal.
Prosecutors say negligence by a movie weapons armorer during the filming of the Western Rust contributed to actor Alec Baldwin fatally shooting the cinematographer during a rehearsal. Opening statements are underway in the trial for armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. Sad news for talk show host Wendy Williams. She's been diagnosed with the same form of dementia and aphasia affecting actor Bruce Willis. Stocks are higher today. This is AP News. A Minnesota man who repeatedly attacked police officers during the U.S. Capitol insurrection in 2021 has received a sentence of almost 3 years in prison.
Prosecutors say Brian Mock from Minnesota wielded a police baton as a weapon, stole two riot shields, and removed two police barricades before he assaulted four officers. Mock said jail was a traumatic experience for him. The judge told him January 6th was a scarring experience for the officers whom he assaulted. The FBI said Mock also had a 2010 conviction on a weapon charge and was charged with assaulting his ex-wife. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A congressional delegation's offering praise to Taiwan for its commitment to democracy during a visit to the island. The show of support is certain to draw scrutiny from China. It sees such displays as a challenge to its claim of sovereignty over the self-governing island. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.